When Congress agreed to the $700 billion TARP program to bail out financial institutions, it also created a kind of internal police force, its job to make sure all that taxpayer money was spent properly. The name is a mouthful, Office of the Special Inspector General for the Troubled Asset Relief Program. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports that SIGTARP, as it's known, is now up and running, though it's faced some challenges.
SIGTARP's offices are in the Grand Treasury Building next to the White House. Actually, they're in the basement. Actually, when I went to visit, the staff had been kicked out of the basement.
Our basement office, which is down the hall, is being fixed. There is some sort of musty smell in it. They brought in the hazmat team, and they are currently cleaning it up for us to move back in.
This is Neil Borofsky. He is the Special Inspector General of the Office of the Special Inspector General, 38 years old, former federal prosecutor. And you might think, overseeing all that money, that he would have a giant staff. But so far, 36 people.
We've got a lot of work to do. We've had some significant challenges hiring. It's so highly technical and so specified the type of people we want. And we're trying to do it with a relatively modest staff of 100 to 125. You know, we have to get people who can cover a lot of ground, who are really, really top-notch, high-quality individuals. And frankly, we don't have the ability to pay what the market would pay for those individuals. So we also have to find the people who want to serve their country, who want to work for a greater good, which is to protect all these taxpayer dollars.
Congress is aware of the staffing problem, and it's passed legislation that would give SIGTARP the ability to cut through some red tape and to hire back retired government employees without forcing them to give up their pensions. President Obama is expected to sign it into law this week. So far, Borofsky's small staff has six audits underway, looking at how the banks are using the TARP money, how they are complying with executive compensation restrictions. But part of what they're doing is simply trying to lay out how all this money is being spent, the behind-closed-doors meetings where the banks got billions of dollars in aid, and, of course, they are looking for fraud.
We maintain a hotline on our website, www.sigtarp.gov, and on our telephone hotline, 1-877-SIG-2009.
Were you told to try and work those into the conversation at some point?
I work into every conversation. Every time I testify in front of Congress, I always find at least one opportunity. And there's a reason, because we get insiders. We've already opened up one criminal investigation based on an insider at a bank who identified that the bank was, this is just an allegation, was cooking their books, that they were playing with their ratios to get TARP money. And that is just a classic example of why we exist. If that did happen, and it is a crime, we're going to investigate it.
Borofsky says initially, when they had even fewer staff, his office line was the hotline.
Very interesting calls, actually. Maybe not any great tips, but some great insights from regular people who are just angry.
Borofsky has gotten good reviews on Capitol Hill so far. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa co-sponsored the legislation that will make it easier for SIGTARP to hire people. Grassley points out that the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction wasn't even created for a year after that money started getting spent. So he wants SIGTARP up and running as fast as possible.
You know, the amount of money put out in the case of TARP is more than the amount of money, five times the amount of money that the Inspector General in Iraq was supposed to be overseeing.
Grassley wouldn't say whether he thought a staff of 125 was enough to oversee all that money. But they're not alone. SIGTARP is working with other folks like the FBI and the Securities and Exchange Commission.
You know what? I hope they don't find anything wrong, that all the money that's going out the door is spent according to law. The laws are being faithfully executed. But, you know, I'm not naive enough to think that that's going to happen. And I think they're going to serve two purposes. They're honestly going to find some wrongdoing. And number two, people that might do some wrongdoing because they know they've got an inspector general looking over their shoulders are going to be a little more cautious. I see the inspector general as a shotgun behind the door.
The Office of the Special Inspector General for TARP will be getting a new door. It's planning to move out of the Treasury Department basement and into bigger office space. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
David is part of NPR's Planet Money team, which, even without an inspector general, is keeping an eye on the global economic crisis.